Immigrant rights activists in Montgomery County say local governments need to pass policies limiting police collaboration with federal immigration enforcement agents. WHYY's Emily Neal tells us more.
Rabbi Elise Wechterman is a member of Monco Community Watch, a grassroots group monitoring and documenting ICE activity in the county. She says local police cooperation with ICE outside of what is required by law hurts public safety.
People in the community need to know that if they have a home invasion or a robbery or they are in a car accident, that calling the police will not result in them or their loved ones being taken away from them.
Stephanie Vincent, a leader of Monco Community Watch, says public-facing policies are essential.
It's not an accusation as much as it's a call for accountability and transparency and opening up lines of communication now before it gets worse.
Activists say six townships and boroughs in the county have passed welcoming policies or released statements limiting cooperation with ICE. Emily Neal, WHYY News.
Philadelphia City Council is delaying the mayor's housing initiative. Council President Kenyatta Johnson says council is trying to get changes in place that would shift the focus of the program to low-income housing.
This is a part of the legislative process. Legislative process is very, very fluid, right? And ultimately, we want to make sure that this is an initiative that supports everyone here in the city of Philadelphia. We support the mayor's mission. That's why we voted for $800 million. And so at the end of the day, I think it's going to be a win-win. I know it's going to be a win-win for everybody.
The legislation is effectively stalled in council for now, and it's not likely it will be approved before the end of the year. Tracking some snow showers moving into our region from the south at this hour, expected to reach the city in the next half hour or so. Not expecting major accumulations. This will pass through over the course of a couple hours. It's cold out there, 26 degrees, going up to just about 32 today, down to 30 overnight, back up to 42 tomorrow for your Saturday.